I wanted to kill him, and I only made a fool of myself. He was silent for a long time, and then he said what I knew was in his mind. If I'd only waited, perhaps it would have gone all right. I shouldn't have been so impatient. Oh, poor child, what have I driven her to? I shrugged my shoulders but did not speak. I had no sympathy for Blanche Strover, but knew that it would only pain poor Dirk if I told him exactly what I thought of her. He had reached the stage of exhaustion when he could not stop talking. He went over again every word of the scene. Now something occurred to him that he had not told me before. Now he discussed what he ought to have said instead of what he did say. Then he lamented his blindness. He regretted he'd done this and blamed himself that he'd omitted the other. It grew later and later, and at last I was as tired as he. "What are you going to do now?" I said finally. "What can I do? I shall wait till she sends for me." "Why don't you go away for a bit?" "No, no, I must be at hand when she wants me." For the present he seemed quite lost. He had made no plans. When I suggested that he should go to bed, he said he could not sleep. He wanted to go out and walk the streets till day. He was evidently in no state to be left alone. I persuaded him to stay the night with me, and I put him into my own bed. I had a divan in my sitting room and could very well sleep on that. He was by now so worn out that he could not resist my firmness. I gave him a sufficient dose of Veronal to ensure his unconsciousness for several hours. I thought that was the best service I could render him.